They lifted me onto the table. It was hard and slippery. There were many strong smells, chemical smells, and the sweet smell of blood. They took off my trousers, and the medical captain commenced dictating to the sergeant adjutant while he worked. Multiple superficial wounds of the left and right thigh and left and right knee and right foot. Profound wounds of the right knee and foot. Lacerations of the scalp. He probed. Does that hurt? Christ, yes. With possible fracture of the skull incurred in the line of duty. That's what keeps you from being court-martialed for self-inflicted wounds, he said. Would you like a drink of brandy? How did you run into this thing anyway? What were you trying to do? Commit suicide? Anti-tetanus, please. And mark a cross on both legs. Thank you. I'll clean this up a little, wash it out, and put on a dressing. Your blood coagulates beautifully. The adjutant looked up from the paper. What inflicted the wounds? The medical captain. What hit you? Me, with the eyes shut. A trench mortar shell. The captain doing things that hurt sharply and severing the tissue. Are you sure? Me trying to lie still and feeling my stomach flutter when the flesh was cut. I think so. Captain Doctor, interested in something he was finding. Fragments of enemy trench mortar shell. Now I'll probe for some of this if you like, but it's not necessary. I'll paint all this, and does that sting? Good. That's nothing to how it will feel later. The pain hasn't started yet. Bring him a glass of brandy. The shock dulls the pain, but this is all right. You have nothing to worry about if it doesn't infect, and it rarely does now. How is your head? Good Christ, I said. Better not drink too much brandy, then. If you've got a fracture, you don't want inflammation. How does that feel? Sweat ran all over me. Good Christ, I said. I guess you've got a fracture, all right. I'll wrap you up and don't bounce your head around. He bandaged, his hands moving very fast and the bandage coming taut and sure. All right, good luck and vive la France. He's an American, one of the captains said. I thought you said he was a Frenchman. He talks French. The captain said, I've known him before. I always thought he was a French. He drank a half tumbler of cognac. Bring on something serious. Get some more of that anti-tetanus. The captain waved to me. They lifted me and the blanket flap went across my face as we went out. Outside, the sergeant adjutant knelt down beside me where I lay. Name, he said softly. Middle name? First name? Rank, where born, what class, what corps, and so on. I'm sorry for your head, Tenente. I hope you feel better. I'm sending you now with the English ambulance. I'm all right, I said. Thank you very much.